Want to learn how to become a saint? Stick around, because we're going to talk about it on this episode of The Gary Zimak Show. Hello again. Welcome to the program. My name is Gary Zimak. I'm going to be with you for the next 30 minutes as we begin day 12 of our 33-day retreat, preparing for total consecration to Jesus through Mary. On today's program, we'll talk about some advice given by St. Maximilian Kolbe about how to become a saint, which is, listen, that's something we could all benefit from. Some of Kolbe's teaching, you may have realized by now, it gets a little deep. And I've said this before, but I'm going to repeat it. I just don't want you to panic, because you might not understand all of it. Try to get something each day, something that you can meditate upon each day. 2 days ago, we talked about Mary being the created Immaculate Conception, the Holy Spirit being the uncreated Immaculate Conception, Mary and being the spouse of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, Mary can help us to do God's will, which was the topic of yesterday's program. Mary knows how to perfectly do God's will, because that's what she did all of her life. You and I, we're people who want to learn how to do God's will. We want to learn how to choose what God wants as opposed to what we want at all times. That's the goal. That's our ideal goal. We do that, we're going to have no problem getting to heaven. But the problem is, it's easier said than done. It's not always the easiest thing in the world to do. So we turn to our Blessed Mother and ask her to help us. And that's the beauty of this total consecration. Today, we're going to delve into some more of St. Maximilian's advice on how to become saints. And again, try to get one takeaway out of the material. Don't go crazy trying to understand everything, because he's a really deep theologian. I mean, you know, I'm not the brightest guy in the world either. That didn't sound good, did it? Listen, let's just put it this way. Let's leave you out of this. How about that? I'm not the brightest guy in the world. And sometimes if the lesson gets a little too deep, I get overwhelmed. So I try to focus on one takeaway. Yeah, boy, I'm sorry about that. That didn't come out good at all. You're probably a lot smarter than I am. I have no doubt about that. But I just try to get one piece of information and try to meditate on that as we go forward. The goal here in this 33 days is not to get enough material to pass some sort of an exam. The goal is to be as familiar with total consecration and Marian devotion as possible. And that's going to be different for each one of us. And as you go through it each year and you renew your total consecration, you learn a little bit more. So let's make up our mind now that we'll do this again next year, either on this show or on your own, however. And then what you get out of it this year is what you get out of it this year. Next year, you're going to build upon that, and so on each successive year. And if you do it that way, you're going to be a lot less, you're going to feel a lot less pressure as you go through the process. Now, today is also a special feast day. It's the Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows. And we look at the life of our Blessed Mother, and we recognize that her life involved quite a bit of suffering. Just because we grow close to the Lord doesn't mean we're immune from suffering. But as we've been talking about, there's a certain peace that comes about, even in the midst of suffering, due to a close union with the Lord. If you have a good relationship with Him, you're going to feel a lot more peaceful. And that peace won't be dependent on what happens to you. And I think that would be, to me, as someone who tends to be anxious, that would be a very comforting message, that it is possible to achieve peace in my life regardless, I always get confused how to use that word, not dependent upon what happens to me each day. That is a very comforting message. So my peace is not dependent on what happens. My peace is dependent on my relationship with the Lord. If we can get to that point, and that's a goal, that's something that is probably not going to happen to us immediately. It's something we work toward, and the Lord can help us with. And total consecration can certainly help us with, if we can get to that point where we care less about what's happening in our daily lives and more about our relationship with our Lord, we're going to be very peaceful. So that's where total consecration can be very helpful. So stick around, hang in there. We're about a third of the way through the preparation period. We've still got Blessed Mother Teresa, St. John Paul II to talk about. Then we do 5 days of review before we make our total consecration. As always, if you have questions, my email is gary@followingthetruth.com. gary@followingthetruth.com. I thank you again for your support, for your financial donations, for your prayers, because each year I get energized when I make this total consecration retreat. And that's because of you. You're a big part of what I do, and I'm very grateful for your support. Quick message. Those of you who tend to be a little anxious, need a little extra help, tomorrow morning, my weekly segment on the Sunrise Morning Show on EWTN Radio. Check that out. It's called Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled. It airs at 6:35 a.m. Eastern Time, and it gives you a Bible verse, or I give you a Bible verse on the show each week and talk a little bit about it to help you overcome your anxiety. You're going to love the verse I picked out for tomorrow. So if you get a chance, Sunrise Morning Show, EWTN Radio, 6:35 a.m. Eastern Time, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled. We do that each week, and I'm very blessed to be a part of that program. All right, let's pray, and then we'll talk about who are you, O holy saints of God? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for the gift of another day. Father, we're so grateful for the many blessings that you've given to us. Each one of us has different blessings in our lives, but all of us shares in common the fact that you've given us another day, and that you have given us your Son, Jesus, to be our Savior, through whom we are able to share eternal life with you in heaven. And we thank you in advance for that great gift, Father. Help us to make that gift a reality and have us be able to live with you in heaven. So we ask for the grace to be able to cooperate with the grace that you give us. And we ask that you help us stay on the right path. Father, we ask you to bless us, our family, those around us. Help us to be a light shining in the darkness. Help us to always seek to do your will. Father, I ask you to speak through me on the program this day. And please open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to your message. Help us to understand the teachings of St. Maximilian Kolbe. And help us with our own personal intentions, the distractions, the problems, the difficulties that we encounter on a daily basis. We give them to you, Father, and we ask for your help. And we ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you, and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And now we turn to our Blessed Mother Mary, and we ask for her prayers, as together we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saint Maximilian Kolbe, pray for us. Saint Louis de Montfort, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, thanks for tuning in. My name is Gary Zimek, and it's incredible when I look at the fact that we're on day 12 already. Seems like we just started. Thank you for persevering. You're going to see this total consecration will bear great fruit in your life, and I'm really pleased that you're able to do it with me on the program. As always, if you have questions, please email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. I'm going to take a sip of my beverage du jour today, which is a nice cold bottle of drinking water. That's what I have, just a bottle of water today. Feels really good. I do have the window open, I might add, so in case you hear the crickets, they seem to be very active. Had a dog barking earlier, so if you hear any of the noises, know that that's what it is. It's such a beautiful day that I just had to open up the window. All right, who are you, O holy saints of God? Day 12. Let's take a look at what Father Gately has to say about today's lesson. St. Maximilian used to give spiritual conferences to the new men in his religious community, the novices. One day, he taught them a lesson they would never forget, how to become a saint. The future saint began by telling his listeners that sanctity isn't so hard. It's the result of a simple equation, which he wrote on the blackboard. And that equation is this: capital W plus small w equals capital S. capital W plus small w equals capital S. The capital W stands for God's will. The small w stands for our wills. When the two wills are united, they equal capital S, sanctity. Now that sounds really simple, doesn't it? That is a very simple equation, but putting it into practice is a little challenging. Let's continue on and see what Father Gately has to say about that. This lesson wasn't just for the novices. Colby repeated it over and over in different ways to his whole community. In Poland, Colby had founded the world's largest Franciscan monastery. I'm going to try to pronounce this, even though I'm Polish. This is a big word. And it was named Niepokalano. I mean, that was horrible. Let's just say this. It's the city of the Immaculate. The city of the Immaculate. And I'm not going to try to pronounce that again. And he continually urged the more than 600 friars there to become soldier saints for God under the generalship of Mary Immaculate. Why under Mary Immaculate? Because among creatures, she alone does the will of God perfectly. Therefore, when our wills are united with her will, they're necessarily united to God's will. Now, let's think about that for a minute. Let me just elaborate on that. When our will is perfectly united to the Blessed Mother's will, then we are perfectly united with God's will. Now remember the equation, capital W plus small w equals S. To be a saint, your will must be united with the Lord's will. And we know how many times that's not the case. Every time we sin, that's not the case. So therefore, a little help is a good thing, or technically a lot of help is a good thing. And that's what the Blessed Mother provides. That's why we're making our total consecration. Let's see. Now, St. Maximilian's words are this. Let us pray much that we could understand more and more what the Immaculata said at the Annunciation. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. As God wills, so be it. In this thought, all happiness is contained. Already here on earth, all destiny fulfilled. Let us beg our Blessed Mother that she might teach us how our soul might be a handservant of the Lord, as was her own. God did not reveal himself directly to the Mother of God, but rather through a messenger. We too have divine messengers. Let us pray that we would know how to say to every one of these messengers, God's will be done. And in this, everything that we are placed upon this earth to learn. To be one in will with Mary of the great fiat, the only human being whose will has never deviated by her choice from God's, is to be perfectly united to the will of God. And it is this alignment of your will with his that is the pressing business of your life. And there is something that we really need to take note of. The pressing business of our lives is to do God's will. Have you thought about that today? How many times in the past week have you really thought about the fact that the main goal in your life needs to be doing God's will? And even if we're not at the point where we know how to make it happen, we need to be at least thinking about that. So that's a really good takeaway from today's material. We need to have a desire, a strong desire, to do God's will. And I think we touched on this at the start of the total consecration preparation. And if we don't have that desire, if we don't feel it's strong enough, what do? We ask for help. And that's how the Blessed Mother can help us. It's one of the greatest ways that she can help us to give us that desire to not only make the total consecration, but to cooperate with all of the grace that we're going to be getting once we make our total consecration. And I do want to emphasize again, and remind you of the fact that once you make your total consecration on October the 7th, don't expect that you're going to wake up the following day and all of a sudden you're going to cruise through the day. Nobody's going to get on your nerves anymore and everything will be run smoothly in your life. It generally doesn't work that way. It'll get easier, but it'll still be work. And let's really try to remember that. that it's not magic. You know, it's inevitable, it seems, that every year when I make my total consecration, I seem to have a bit of a headache, I'm tired, my stomach's a little off, you know, and I remember the first year especially, I was so disappointed because I thought this was going to be such a beautiful day, and it ended up not being that emotional of a day. It just didn't hit me. Now, I look back at that date, which was October the 7th, 2011, and I see a drastic change in my life, but it wasn't a feeling. I wasn't hit with a feeling. Now, some people that I know did get a great feeling as soon as they made their total consecration. That might be you, but it might not be you as well. What you want to do is make sure that you don't panic if it so happens that you don't feel anything when you make your total consecration. You don't want to base your spiritual life on feelings. That is a huge mistake. That's how we get ourselves into a lot of trouble. So let's be very careful that we don't get too hung up on our feelings. We know that the Lord is with us, whether we feel Him or not. We know that He loves us. But the thing is, we want to make sure that we don't give up or stop praying once we don't feel anything, all right? I just caution you in advance because that very well could happen, okay? All right, let's see where we are now. Now, we talked about what St. Maximilian said. Now, Father Gately brings us back to reality and it says something that really needs to be said. Doing God's will is not easy unless we have the Immaculata's help. Through the Immaculata, we can become great saints, and what is more, in an easy way. Becoming a saint was Kolbe's number one goal. Literally, in his retreat notes before his ordination to the priesthood, he made a list of his spiritual goals. The first goal reads, I wish to be a saint and a great saint. He knew the Immaculata would help him and even make the path to sanctity an easy one. Now, how do you feel about that? What is your goal in life? Is your goal to be a great saint, or do you think you're not good enough? There's a good chance that you feel that you're not in that great saint category. So that's the way Father Gately feels. That's the way I feel. But the secret is, with our Blessed Mother's help, you can be a great saint. The fact that you might be a weak person like me doesn't matter. That's why this total consecration is such a great blessing. Those of us who are weak are going to benefit the most from it. People who are stronger will not benefit as much because they don't need as much. But somebody like me needs a lot of help. And that's where Our Lady is going to help us. So if you need a little bit of help, she's going to give you a little bit of help. If I need a lot of help, she's going to give me a lot of help. Really doesn't matter how much help we need. What matters is that we become great saints and that we get to heaven. Amen? And that's what we're here to do. All right, so it's his number one goal. How does Mary make sanctity easy? We read many reasons for this last week during our closing reflection on St. Louis de Montfort's teaching. But Kolbe emphasized another reason why Mary makes sanctity easy. Now, I'm going to pause here and just say, I addressed this a few days ago, I want to say it again, doesn't mean that we're slacking because this is an easy way to sanctity. Look at it as a secure way to sanctity. Look at it as insurance for when you mess up, for when you do the wrong things. Look at it as insurance. It doesn't mean that you don't work. You work as hard as you can, but you're going to have some extra help. So when we say it's easy, there's a connotation there that we're going in the back door or we're doing something underhanded. That's not the case. That word easy might disturb you. Don't let it disturb you. Look at it as secure rather than easy. It has to do with Mary being the mediatrix of all grace, an idea Kolbe expresses in his formula for Marian consecration. God has willed to entrust the entire order of mercy to Mary. That's his expression that he uses. It's God's will that she distribute his graces. Why? because it's God's will to unite himself to Mary by his Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit does not act except through the Immaculata, his spouse. Hence, she is the mediatrix of all the graces of the Holy Spirit. And hence, it's easy to become holy when we stay close to and ask for graces from the one whose very job it is to distribute them for God. Now, if you have a problem understanding that fully, that's okay. You don't need to understand it fully for it to work. But if you want to read this over again, I would say go right ahead and do so. Make it part of your meditation. And ask the Holy Spirit to help you to understand it more. You might still be a little confused. That's okay. It doesn't mean it's not going to work, but just try to get the best understanding of it as possible. We can get a better idea of Mary as mediatrix of grace if we look at her image on the miraculous medal, which comes to us through her apparitions to St. Catherine Labouré. Colby was deeply moved by this image because it depicts Mary standing on a globe with rays of light, graces, streaming from the rings on her fingers. In one of the apparitions, Catherine noticed that rays did not stream from all of Mary's rings. Mary explained that the rays and graces were available, but did not come because nobody asked for them. Colby's way is not just to ask for these graces, but to allow Mary to take us completely into her hands, so as to make us channels of the very graces for the whole world. We'll learn more about this way tomorrow. Okay, now that's the material for today. What we're going to do now is pray the quick prayer that we pray each day. And if you notice, all of these prayers are asking for something. We're asking the Holy Spirit to help us as we go through this 33-day preparation process. Remember, we're not taking this on by ourselves. We're asking for help, especially to understand what it is that we're learning. And the Holy Spirit, we have to trust that the Holy Spirit will let us learn what it is that we are supposed to learn. You might get more out of it than I do. And that's okay. We're all at different places on our spiritual journey. We all have a different capacity for learning. You don't need to be a genius to make total consecration and to learn to love Mary and depend on her assistance. There's no entrance exam to do that. And it's really important because I know that's a big problem. That's why I keep saying it. Because so many times people feel, I'm not smart enough to grow close to the Lord. I'm not smart enough to be a saint. Well, you are smart enough. And that's very, very important for us to understand, okay? Let's do the prayer now. Come, Holy Spirit, living in Mary, unite my will to the will of the Immaculata, which is one with your will. You know, this is something we forget to do. We forget to just ask for help. If I'm having trouble following God's will because I'm self-centered and I like to do what I like to do, I can ask for help. It's one of our biggest mistakes, forgetting to ask for help and neglecting to turn to the Lord for that help. Okay? So let's do that. Let's continue to ask the Holy Spirit to help us to unite our will to Mary's will. And when we do that, we're going to be united more closely to the will of the Lord, which is the way we're going to get to heaven. Any questions, Gary@followingthetruth.com is my email address. And tomorrow we go into day 13, talking about being an instrument, Mary's instrument in the world. And this is going to get a little deep tomorrow, so I hope you enjoy it. I think from what I remember the last time we did this and from briefly looking through the material, I think St. Maximilian Kolbe's material is probably the deepest of any of them. They're all good, but Kolbe, he has some challenging doctrinal statements here that really make you think. And the reason I keep emphasizing that I don't want you to panic is because it's very easy to panic when you think that, wow, I don't understand all of this. Just understand what you can, all right? And you're going to be just fine. Today, as I mentioned, is the Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows, where we commemorate the sorrows in the life of Mary. I want to read the gospel from today's Mass. I'm not going to do all of the readings. The gospel is a special gospel. They call it a proper gospel for the feast. One of the choices, there are two different choices. One of the choices is from John chapter 19, verses 25 through 27. Standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his home. We have been given this great gift of a spiritual mother, the Immaculata, our Blessed Mother Mary. As he was dying on the cross, Jesus presented Mary to the disciple whom he loved. Now, the church has always taught that this was John, the apostle, but he represents all of us. So that gift of Mary, while Christ was dying on the cross, imagine the agony that he was in, but he made it a point to give his mother as a gift. From that hour, the disciple took her into his home. He accepted the gift. You and I are now given that choice to not only accept this gift of Mary as our spiritual mother from a dying Christ. Remember, he's dying on the cross, struggling to breathe while he gives us this gift. So it means more, because this wasn't easy for him to do. We are able to not only accept this gift, but to formally accept this gift through the process known as total consecration. That's what we're doing. Why would Jesus present his mother to us in his hour of agony if it wasn't incredibly important? There's a reason. There's a reason that our Lord did this. And that reason is to help us to get to heaven. And that's what the Lord is trying to do when he gives us Mary as our spiritual mother. He wants to help us to get to heaven. Now, do we want to accept that gift? Or do we want to say, "I'm okay. I'm going to take my chances and do it on my own"? Obviously, I think if you're making this total consecration preparation, you want to accept the gift and formally take Mary into your home as John did 2,000 years ago. Well, October the 7th, we have the chance to do that. We're headed toward that date. Remember, we haven't done anything yet. This is another problem that sometimes pops up when we go through this preparation period or this retreat, whatever you want to call it. I'll get emails saying, "Well, I'm not changing. I don't feel any differently." Remember what I said, you might not even feel any different on October the 7th or October the 8th. But certainly right now, you haven't done anything yet. We haven't made the total consecration. All we're doing right now is learning about the life of the Blessed Mother and different Marian teachings from great saints. That's all we're doing right now. We're learning about total consecration and how it'll benefit us, but we haven't done it yet. So don't expect your life to be changed in any great way yet. And even when you make your total consecration, it's going to take time. That's where the trust comes in. And then you can relax a little bit thinking that once you make your total consecration, well, that's okay. I got Mary on my side. I'm going to keep chugging along and doing my best, but I have Mary to help me. So know that what we're doing right now is just getting ready. On October the 7th, we'll have the chance to say, "Blessed Mother, I do accept you as my spiritual mother, and I take you into my home. Please help to make me a saint." It's a great thing, and it's such a hopeful message for people like me who struggle each day to become holy. It's not easy for me. I need this help. And I'm so glad you tuned in to the program. Believe it or not, we are out of time. God willing, I'm going to be back tomorrow. evening. I hope you can join me. Remember, Sunrise Morning Show tomorrow morning, 6:35 a.m. Eastern. Let not your heart be troubled. Please keep praying for every one of us making this total consecration. God bless you. Have a great night.